Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today. It's a red, white, support the blue flashback weekend. Flashing back to our favorite interviews with those that have put their lives on the line for their fellow citizens.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Robin Greek is with us. Robin, former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. We're talking about Brian Koberger today. Arraignment just recently taking place. Robin, I guess the question is, where do we go from here?
Yeah, you know, I was reading up on this again this morning. Idaho is a fascinating place, and they got a quick timeline once he pleads. I think it was 60 days. If they're going to go for the death penalty, they have to go pretty rapidly on that to go for the death penalty. So I think we're going to see a lot of things up front moving pretty rapidly on that. And it's interesting, too. I can't wait to see. Boy, that sounds morbid, doesn't it? I can't wait to see the evidence that they have. I think there's even more there that they've discovered than we're aware of.
Yeah,
I think they've done a really good job investigating this. And I was watching the news this morning, and I'd be interested to see if this comes to play or not. I've read a lot on stalkers and stalker behavior, and he really doesn't quite fit the stalker profile. He is more of the serial killer, and they can overlap, obviously. Mm-hmm. But there's more things that are kind of arising that there's some stalkership to him. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys on the news this morning was theorizing that possibly he might have even been nesting inside that house. Kind of laying in wait and watching and observing people, like hidden in closets and stuff, really creepy stuff. So I'd be interested to see whether any of that comes to play or not.
That's very interesting. There had been some reports that he had broken into a female colleague's house before the murders actually took place, but didn't really do anything. Just, I mean, kind of moved a couple things around here and there, but didn't take anything, didn't attack anybody. Not even sure if that was necessarily a target of a person. More so, it was a training ground, if you will.
Yeah, and it kind of still goes to the whole arc in his life, as I love talking about my human arcs. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, at a young age, he identified himself as being someone who is emotionless. And what typically happens with people that are in pain and trauma and have edging up high on psychopathy, obviously, is this lack of emotion and emotional response and just any kind of stimulus. And so they're constantly trying to push the edge of doing things to get some sort of response so they can feel an emotion of some sort. And so I think what we're seeing is the arc of his life is he's constantly doing these different behaviors to test, can this cause a response? Can I feel something from this? Can I get a rise out of this? And obviously it escalated to, you know, well, we'll see when we go to trial. But what we're theorizing is it escalated into these murders. And he had a whole lot of escalation before that, obviously.
Is that a common trait in people who murder, especially something horrible like this, where it's multiple people, where after they get caught, they express that they have exactly what you just said. They're emotionless, but very specific extreme acts lets them feel something. And that's why they seek it out, because the rest of their life, it's just a flatline, if you will.
Yeah, I don't know if it's what they express as to why they did it, but as the clinicians I've read from, that's why they've assessed that they do it, is because of this lack of emotion and trying to get some sort of stimulus. And I mean, when you think about it, about all of us, you know, why do we do anything that we do? We're looking for validation. We're looking for accolades. You know, we're looking for a dopamine hit from the things we do in everyday life. Listen to a podcast on true crime. You know, that gives us a sense of rise, a sense of purpose, a sense of belonging. And that's a normal reaction that human beings that fall within healthy behaviors have. But if you don't have that biochemical triggers that's going on in the brain that give you that same sort of reaction, and if you fall into the cult of comparison, or the disease of comparison, where you're seeing people around you having these emotional responses, you feel even more left out. And so you're not quite sure what to do. Mm-hmm. And if you learn some really unhealthy things, you're going to keep trying to see if that works. Well, let me try that. Let me try this. Let me try that. Mm-hmm. And you keep escalating because you have a lack of empathy, as psychopaths do. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that you're doing harm to others. You're not even cognating that you're doing harm to others. You're just reacting to the world around you.
In terms of evidence and such, you had mentioned that you feel there's probably a lot more that we're not aware of. I feel the same way, but we're likely not going to be seeing any of that anytime soon, correct? That's going to end up coming out in the actual trial between now and then. It seems our main thing that we're going to be finding out is just the plea. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's what I believe that we're going to see first. And I think that it's not necessarily the plea deal.
What he's pleading.
Right. And what I think would be interesting is if they do go for the death penalty really rapidly, I think that's showing that the prosecution does have an overwhelming amount of evidence that I think obviously they're going to do that in combination with the families and what the families are seeking, but also what the prosecutor thinks they can do. And I think if we see them going for the death penalty pretty rapidly on this as a response, that's saying, hey, we got a lot here and we're really confident that we're going to be able to get it.
If they didn't have very, very strong evidence against him, would they be going after a death penalty? Have you ever seen that where the state pushes death, but maybe their case is not as strong as we all thought it was?
Maybe. You know, I think it won't necessarily be the death penalty that'll be the thing that tips it. It'll be whether they're willing to do a plea deal to plead down to life, maybe, rather than death. And so if the prosecution is willing to bargain after they go for the death penalty, I think that's kind of tipping how strong they think their case is. But because Koberger brought in a new attorney, the high-powered Lisa Massoth. And so I think it's going to be a battle for them. But I saw a lot of really good things from the investigation side, and I think they're pretty solid in what they have, at least, you know, the 30,000-foot level that we have out here.
From what we know already, it seems pretty strong. I'd be curious to see what's behind the curtain.
Yeah, me too. I think they've done a really good job. That corporal out there that led that investigation, rallying all the different resources he had into a single point of success or failure in him, I thought did a tremendous job.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Robin Greek, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Thank you so much for your insight into this case as it continues to move forward. We'll keep you covered right here with all of the latest updates and discussions. If you want to weigh in on anything that we talk about on the program, you are invited to do so. The phone number, 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Don't miss Scarpetta, a propulsive new crime thriller starring Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman, Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale, with Emmy nominee Simon Baker, and Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. Scarpetta follows Dr. Kay Scarpetta, Nicole Kidman, a brilliant and no-nonsense chief medical examiner, as she investigates a haunting murder that strangely parallels her first major case from decades earlier. Is the case that made her the case that breaks her? Based on the best-selling novels by Patricia Cornwell, Scarpetta is both a crime thriller and messy family drama that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get ready to hunt a serial killer in this satisfying series with terrifying twists and an ending you won't see coming. Watch all episodes of Scarpetta on March 11th, only on Prime Video.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.